Bavaliam Shuish Altacha She Clanig Ailton Clare Shaw. My name is Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme called Clanig Ail, I'll be talking about one topic in the English language, as Machon Cushelia, Pert J. Skeel, the Jar of Sigilg. And another topic, in fact, part of a story in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Urish, when in fact I won't be doing an awful lot of talking in the English language this time, we've been hearing about this year's award of the Rai Blina Van Annan to Stephen Miller, and we'll hear more about it with a recording of the ceremony on Friday evening. We'll also hear the first part of a talk given by Stephen, which we'll return to next time because we won't have time to finish it off just this evening. On Scowltus na Bain, Snauer Vacion Courage Era Woolian Gay. Ren Napoleon Heen, the Pasruna, Cormoilia Solid in the Bain, Erna Vagintoch, as Rene Fograchamach, the Becha William Rey, en Mesich, Mullion Rey, Napoleon. We begin with a song in Scottish Gaelic, Hur mi pog a laven ri, I got a kiss of the king's hand, a song based on a pibroch, a pipe air from the MacCrimmons of Skye. Tashu Geish Jackrish, Radio Vanning, Stashu Nanashun, Skelliena Mushdulish, Ellen Vanin.
Oh,
The voices of Ishbel Strawn, Gillian Fleetwood and Jane Slater, Hoor Mi Porg, Aglaw and Ri, I Got a Kiss at the King's Hand. The first to speak at the Rai Blaenorfynhannon ceremony on Friday evening was Dr. Brija Madrill, the director of Culture Vanin. And this is the first part of what she had to say.
Well, first am I, as Felch Erioliu, thank you so much for coming out on a very special occasion. I'm now going to stand here and embarrass a great friend of ours, Stephen Miller. Tonight, we recognise Stephen Miller's scholarship and dedication to Manx folklore and culture over many decades through the award of the Rai Blaenorfynhannon. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Stephen's Cholloch Books website, making it one of the longest-running websites in the field of Celtic studies. Through Cholloch, Stephen reprinted key texts which were otherwise out of reach to most people, such as Dr. John Clegg's Manx Reminiscences, William Cashin's Manx Folklore, and two editions of Mona Douglas's collected writings on Manx folk dance and song. His Manx Notes series on the website now stands at an impressive 410 entries, and these have been shared with newsletters, with other academics, and with the general public through talks and research papers. A dedicated researcher into Manx folklore, folk song and folk dance, as well as the figures and collectors involved with the Celtic revival, Stephen's time, energy and expertise working on precious archives in the Manx Museum and beyond for over, I'm going to say 40 years, have resulted in an impressive have resulted in an impressive body of work in the field of Manx and Celtic studies, which he continues to share freely, online, in print and in person.
Director of Culture Vanin Brija Madrill. Dael Aen Osanma. Van the bain ern in hymna de hit kujachs on chaglam er lies a told. Va jint balulus yindis, tre ren Napoleon fograch a mach, draw a carnain foy cricket jegger, de Frederick. Len of erach, yinach wagon and Frederick chit as goil toyach je immerker a sule. Trud je cledden tre as ve jean de ve curgis achrish Pilkington, de fear van Napoleon ans Cordelis follit, rish Frederick. Va de culluch ho chionless rish Foxwood erne vrisha, va chach de rachten fachidach ernen gortgus Pilkington. Va sere courage den a calmenen de chiana galtus Pinchfield. As de hochle a slogan op vi bears de Frederick, de best de Pilkington. Egetrech edin, ren Napoleon sigarach yn y bain, drawn y sgilen jy, saiach yr er gawldus na bain fy yr chi tach yr sledn iaw ffyrniach, as drawn y sgilen mych o'n diawlus Frederick, rys y fe yn hun, er fe mwydys dy mŵr. We go to Wales now for a piece of music which has a peck of age on it. It's from 46 years ago, 1974, from the first album by the band Edward H. Davis. That was originally the pen name used by Hevin Ellis for a column that he used to write about music. And then when he formed a band with various others, they gave it the name Edward H. Davis. And this is a very well-known track, a very popular track by Edward H. Davis. It's called VC10. However, if you're expecting some sedate Welsh folk music, well...
Dda dymaeth Captain Roger Ando dymaeth croesawu ar ran Alter Tri-Star i 23794 o Miami i Gymru. Hedfan ar gyflymfa o 500 milltir yr awr ac uchder o 8,000 troedfedd. Gobeithio'n gyrraedd rhws am hanner nos, dymuno'n 2 pysedus i chi.
Edward H. Davis and the song VC10. Dy bychysola chi, dy dengolion y ffaw yn sio, fai snowball, as na gynt I ega. Fe gyn nish, Na raw snowball, logolio fy greit, folacha ond scawltas Pinchfield. As the jarw, cha raw ei ryw yn sien sy feiega. Fe cwmol ond smwren solisad fe dy grei, ond Foxwood. As ond riechyd fe goel eich rys Pilkington rys imed I blinton fe ngol sia. Fan y mochyn, goel erd iawn as as Crowtus Napoleon. Lio'r ish gyn dy fei cyrgis ach rys Pilkington, chwgi Frederick Urgicha Cheb Ega, lio'r ish defon Jeg. Ach, fa mae a surger inchin Napoleon, rys sgwila, gol ar saesach amach sy'n acht na rawi treis teil ons pech ar bi, chynne i'r ons Frederick. Fa Frederick giri ix on a foi lys ryddenach emnesit check, as fy sien fe gyn mir dy ffeber, as gialdan dy ic, sgriwt air. We'll continue now by rejoining Bridget Madrill as she gives a description of the work of Stephen Miller, RBV.
To put it another way, Stephen is someone who helps us understand key characters from our social and cultural history, the people who have shaped the Isle of Man, this little Manx nation. He knows the footsteps in which he treads, Farragher, Roeder, Morrison to name but a few, and his is a name worthy of following theirs. In spite of being based away from the island for many years, Stephen has spent more hours in the archives at the Manx Museum than most. Return visits have seen him collect oral history interviews, transcribe, collate and make sense of old letters, notebooks and other collected papers, delve into census material, unlock the secrets of the collectors and their informants, tell their stories. By telling their stories, he is, of course, telling our stories as a nation. His work helps us arrive at a better understanding of Manx antiquarian and cultural activity. Stephen's research has been published in national and international journals, such as Bealidus, Folklore, Folk Music Journal, Isle of Man Studies, Review of Scottish Culture and Zeitschrift für Keltische Philologie, amongst others. Nominations for the award singled out his 2019 collaboration with Culture Vannin on the production of a beautiful edition of Carl Roeder's Manx Notes and Queries as Ghosts, Begairns and Fairy Pigs, which they described as his most sumptuous offering so far. It's fascinating and addictive, commented one proposer. His knowledge of the material is acknowledged a second to none, said another.
Thank you.
A 1926 recording called Christchurch Bells, performed by the Folk Dance Band for the English Folk Dance and Song Society. We now move on to the presentation of the Ryb Lena Van Annan Award itself. So here's Bridget Madrill to introduce Chris Thomas, and then he awards the trophy to Stephen Miller.
So I'd like to invite Chris Thomas, who is chair of Culture Van Annan and also involved in the RBV panel, to make the presentation.
So, on behalf of the RBV selection panel, comprising representatives from Uncheshire Gilgirk, Uncrunyuk, Manx National Heritage, Isle of Man Arts Council and Culture Van Annan, I'm delighted to name Stephen Miller Van Annan's Choice of the Year in recognition of his research into Manx folklore, music and dance and its collection. And without his research, and most importantly, his generosity in sharing what he finds, Manx studies and Manx culture would not be the same today as it is. Mulya Asol Yadut, Stephen Miller, RBV. The donation of your choice, and I understand that you're going to make a little comment about that as well, I'm sure.
I've decided to actually donate this to the Manx Playgroup Movement.
And there we heard Director of Culture Van Annan, Bridget Madrill, Chair of Culture Van Annan and of the RBV Award Panel, Chris Thomas, MHK, and then briefly from Stephen Miller, RBV. More from Stephen in the rest of the programme. Ach van Napoleon, ro achta lera hon. Renne shira ikus les noten riech queg punt. De ve courage rosh marawa fai skochit. Skochit. Hanna va Frederick en ikke fiech. As van sim ikke tjega kataloor de chonnige jeshachtas son o woolien rei. Ege tre sho van fai guller arracha de brau biu. Treve olio arsul, va chaglum arnie elia erna chumulsa tolt, de vodach na bein scrutacha noten bank Frederick. As e munga mar nu, as cow and de aunder ega, va Napoleon na lions liavi de chunlach ernerden, as an ergid lorishan, courage the jesh uns dash mogid de hover chre as taivur tai ernius. Ren de bein shul sha de mall and strain. As ren kach, gianair derivan saiega. As hug boxer, as stroin de stronach an the noten bank. The noten bank. As ren the nichen fiosach bena, glacicha as mustra, rosh an enelega.
Sisters fair and bright, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, and they three love companion, light as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. Held his sister, she led him in, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, and father done with the silver pin, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. The second sister, she made his bed, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, and placed some pillows under his head, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. The youngest sister fair and bright, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, resolved to wait his the dew flies over the mulberry tree. Well, if you can answer question three, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, I'll then fair maid and will marry thee. The dew flies over the mulberry tree. I will answer your question three, Jennifer, Gentle and Rosemary, I'll then fair knight, I will marry thee. The dew flies over the mulberry tree. thunder is louder than a horn, and hunger is sharper than a thorn. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, what is broader than the way? Jennifer, gentle and Rosemary, and what is deeper than the sea? Love is broader than the way, and hell is deeper than the sea. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, what is rounder than I've answered question three, my sweet and gentle Rosemary. Self and maid and woman, read this, the dew flies over the mulberry tree. Yes, I have answered your question three, my sweet and gentle Rosemary. And so, and maid and woman, read this, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree.
And there we had the band Dalla from Cornwall with a version of Three Sisters was the title of it. It's a song also found in the Clegg Collection, as it's called here in the island, the Gentle and Rosemary chorus. And it was followed by a tune which they call Hwaeg Hateag. And my Cornish isn't sufficient to know what it was about. I should have looked it up, shouldn't I? Stasiu geisiach rys stasiu yn yr asiwn, sien radio fanyn, a siodiw a chleg a hengach clen y gael, si Robert Cytyn Carswell, mis Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tri len y san ma, fa must e aglach on, Henk Wimper a neddyn ega cho nil as bes, Rachel sus a chadan er y dechwil ega, chiaw a si sa es y chlos, as raya da girach stiach sa tai erniach. A nia chialid, ren gar feg pluchit da iawlus, bwyrwch am ach a shemer yn Napoleon. Ren y naiach dje na ren tachart, sgelia mach dy byw ma gyd dy gawltus, gwrs ail a smach. Falsa fan y noten bank, fa Frederick yn gedyn y ffoi er feg. Ren Napoleon symner y chelia na bein tjalirach, as ons corre atchimach, renne fograch am mach, der a besh er Frederick. Treveche gotchok, as eschen, va Frederick de ve courage blio, de gol er brai. Ege trech hedin, hugge rau de rauad, lug a ginu tre turach sho, de yerkel rishanach de smedda. Fuddy, de ginach Frederick as na denia ege, mor va jerkit rish fada, saiach a horu, Treyer be? Well, we heard Stephen Miller accepting the trophy and accepting the cheque which he was going to pay over to the Munchavega playgroup movement, and then he conveyed further thanks and addressed the audience like this.
Well, as ever, I wish to offer formal thanks to the people who nominated me. I wish to also thank formal thanks to the panel, obviously, for choosing me. This is an incredible honour. It's unexpected. There's no doubt about that. It's the most award that... One thing that I was quite gratified by is that when Brescia emailed me, I first had to think, is this a posthumous award or not? If it is a posthumous award, we've all died and gone to heaven, and it really does look like the Isle of Man to me. But no, I was grateful to find that it is not a posthumous award, and it is unexpected, it is a surprise, and it is an absolute honour to be awarded it. And when I look at these particular names here, it's, you know, the footsteps are there for the people who I've sort of, I know many of these particular names, and it is indeed an honour to actually go into these particular names. I also noticed that I'm here on the north face of this here. There's just me and John Kinnean on this one. So we have our little separate section for our own. I think the folk song scholars are there. There's no doubt about that. That's our particular side of the particular trophy. But no, it's been a fantastic award, and I'm very grateful to you. Now, I believe that Brescia has asked me to give a talk. I believe this is the first time a talk has been given at this particular award ceremony. Now, unprepared as I am to speak to you, nevertheless, I have jotted down a few particular notes. I think Brescia hoped I was going to say five words, which is thank you very much, but it's going to be slightly more than that, actually. I have a small talk here that I'm going to give. Sarah knows I've been very nervous about giving this particular talk. I'm so nervous I'm going to get out of the bag, actually. This particular bag. But,
and we'll hear some of what Stephen had to say later on. Now we're going to hear a song from Manx National Songs. He talked about folk song collectors, of whom, of course, the Gill brothers and John Clegg were notable in the field. And one of the tunes that was collected came out of an earlier collection that was published in 1820 from Mona Melodies. And it was a song about Isabel Falsa. Now, here's a version that appeared in Manx National Songs, False Isabel, performed by Charles Kane, accompanied on the forte piano by Charles Gard.
To the mountains and glens, broken-hearted, I fly. Rocks by the footstep of man trodden never, to the desolate crags that are frowning on high, to caverns that wait to seclude me forever. Step shall not flee. To my feet the fleet hawk shall his quarry pursue, and the eagle his eyrie shall build close to mine, with the rocks and the skies and the ocean in view. Green turf I'll recline. Oh, Isabel, lovely and faithless and flown, in the silence of solitude still will my mind recur to the rapturous heart it has known, when my laurels were blooming and thou, love, wert kind. But I am forgotten in this wild desert scene,
I will learn from the torments of memory to fly. If mid sorrow and anguish one thought intervene, it shall teach me, false maiden, how sweet 'tis to
the song False Isabel, performed by Charles Kane, accompanied by Charles Gard, who was playing the forte piano owned by Fenella Bazin. Now, Stephen Miller, RBV, is based at the University of Vienna. He's been there for quite a number of years, but of course he frequently gets home, and when he does, he spends long hours in the Manx Museum doing further research there, as Brigitte Madrell mentioned in her summary of his work. In fact, he was asked by Brigitte Madrell to give a talk about himself and his work, and the talk altogether was of about 15 minutes duration, so we won't have time to hear it all this time, but here's Stephen to give us a sort of abstract, as it were, to explain the idea behind it first of all.
Brigitte very much asked me to sort of reflect in many ways on the journey, you know, what has brought me here, what has brought me to this particular award, what is the work behind this particular award. I hope this lasts about 15-20 minutes, but you know, promises are promises and my pie crust made to be broken. Okay, I was once working in the Manx Museum Library, as I often do, and I was working on Balaf. I was working on an article for the Balaf Heritage Trust newsletter, and I came across, if you read the material for Balaf, you'll come across material for Anderson, Bride and so on, and I was struck by this particular phrase called "Ask now of the days that have passed." It comes from Deuteronomy, it comes from verse 14, chapter 4, verse 32. It was preached by the Reverend Joey Qualtrough at the 1876 Andrews Harvest Thanksgiving, so I couldn't make use of that for Balaf. I thought, there's no way I can write something about Balaf that uses something that was preached in Andrews. I thought, no way, this guy can't actually do this. But I think this very much sums up my particular research, and so this very much is the leitmotif of my particular work, is to ask now of the days that have passed.
And we'll move on with more of Stephen's comments a little later. Fy arder yn cwrdd eich olywn e'n treulis yn dyn gawldas. Chom y sien, fy cair cael men yn cwrdd gys Foxwood, les tiacht ar ach si oelach, ond jyrglis dy jyn ach sien cwrdd e'r bon rys, cochionlis yn maer ys Pilkington. Yn i'r mora yr gain, hank yn saech e'r, fy na bein goel an gil, tre hec na aradr yn rais diach on, leis a naiach dar au Frederic as na arsys i ega, jits diach hana, trw de yat queg barn. Den y dolwr, ren na bein gol maach nyn gweil. Och, a chi a tio, a raw a variach eisach och mor foc, ons ca an taioli. Fy queg deinia jegon, leis liei dosyn dy gwn yn edrach. As rennad gael taeach der liga, cha lias chosna chaws dai, jay jaist un dartan as daid. Ha nodach na bein siadw ros na poltan aglach, as na grain an gyunach, as dyn a wys de heben lior is Napoleon as boxer, de agreinach ad, de lia, bad imanit, ernin gul.
Thank you.
Talabardier Jean Baron playing the bombard, and the Binu cause was played by Christian Annex, and the tune was called Belle, nous irons dans ton grand pré, which I suppose could be a euphemism. Vacuustia was valotta nock hanna. Rawad kemmer guns troggle and a rawaldus, as rennet kickle the tuyach as sculptin as tuil care. Slesh a nodge va olyu an aber vur, goldstiach a woolian rei. Ega tre shen, va ir Napoleon gin de vei gin ai. Rene troger, sus nus gin fogel, a famine ega reen a scutchel. Va shilliachan de yeri, couts a nerd va foxwood. De ginnach Pilkington as na deni ega kunal yau, fuddy de ginnach e fos chitliau of le shen. Ach, ega tre shaw. Ren the care calmenen, va courage mag a lair o shen, chit back, as for fair jow gimmerkem, mere the faber wash Pilkington, as saw a scrutless pen line the foglin, dew mar tashu tolu. Egatre shaw Hank Frederick as again you gestap me geet the woolian rey, yeech na bain oru, as for talach the chanturtus na mastock. Raumach deje na denia, craiu as ord trom. Ve fau, legal the woolian rei. And we'll rejoin Stephen Miller now.
You might see an echo in this of a book that was published in 1956 by George Ewart Evans called Ask the Fellows Who Cut the Hay. Ewart Evans was a Welsh school teacher. He lived in a very remote part of Suffolk at Blacksall. And he's noticed in the community there the change in work practices on the land, mechanisation coming in, changes in the social life of the village, and he decided to record it. He was the first person to really do this. He was the, sort of kick-started the oral history movement in England. And what he produced were these very simple, plain accounts of life on the land. There's no notion of nostalgia, there's no elegiac notion of a past life. He basically tells it as it is, hardship and all. And the reason why I mention Ewart Evans, quite apart from the fact that books are well worth reading, is that an anthology was published recently. Well, 1993 was a posthumous anthology, and this incorporates material from all of his other books, and I'm going to read a review from this particular book here. It says, it's right that the past should be heard of in the words of those who lived it, those who actually cut the hay. Fantastic review. And this, I have to say to my own self, this is what I have actually done. I've indeed asked those here in the island who cut the hay. Those who fish for cod off the island, Ronnie Christian, other people like these I meet. Those who gathered seaweed off the beach at Port St Mary, that was Breach's grandfather. I interviewed Breach's grandfather in here. I even met one of the last to sail to Kinsale for the mackerel fishing there. He sailed in 1912. He was a 13-year-old cook. And the reason why he knows it's 1912 is because the Titanic went past him on the way.
Stephen Miller. Now off to Ireland, and here with a song about an Gower Barn, the White Goat, is the band Clannad.
Yeah. Bones beats his lammy a creek o' Jakey. Hi she me her vagan be one o' gossy fair on he. Hi she me the don rascal is hi she head o' pleasure. But then he comes to a ham watching to a stanch of the mark is every knee. Sir John and Yera be she real good eager as the hair carry. Bien is kid is carl my head but then he can be sko jenari. She grove and can sing all the valley for Lone's Carella. She heart and rods and bowl on board the land and the port will get on me.
Clannad and Ungoerbon, the White Goat. Now fossible, dilly Napoleon, van a bollach in ek trogichine, ro chus on shen, han nodach at ligly and shachten, creach umregen. Well, we'll get the opportunity to hear the rest of this address by Stephen Miller, RBV, in Clannagale next time. Och cartnish, shene rish a cheat shaw. As my sort and tray a jit the chorkion Clannagale. This is the band Keep It Up. I was reminded of that because Ailey Shaw was taking part in a BBC Alibi programme recently. But that's it this time, so now, until the next time, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary will you as orsilier, as me yearian shared you.